You know, I was thinking the other day, I see everywhere it's Hispanic Heritage Month. It's a great excuse to go to Mi Casina. And actually, then I realized you don't really need much of a good excuse to go to Mi Casina. That's been true here for a long time in this area. Edgar Guevara is the CEO of M Crowd, which is Mi Casina and the Mercury. And I want to hear more about the Monkey Bar. That's new, too. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, great to be here. Thank you for having me on.
It's been a while. So tell me, how's business overall?
You know, overall, everything's really good. You know, obviously, we all know there's some concerns out there about the economy and there's some uncertainty. But overall, we're really happy with what's happening in our restaurants.
Have you had any adjustment on pricing for that to keep it, or have you got a loyal clientele?
Well, we do have a loyal clientele. I mean, we're fortunate, right? As I've always said, we're a collection of neighborhood restaurants, and we really focus on making sure that we have this sense of family in our restaurants. But yeah, we've had to adjust. No doubt there's been some pressures on some of the commodities that we buy, just like everybody else. And we've tried to make smart decisions to try to minimize the impact that we have to our customers. But all in all, we're all really happy with what's going on right now.
Well, how much money we have to spend, of course, is a major ingredient. The commodity price is a major ingredient to you. But the other is labor. So twofold. One is, are you finding people to work? Is that a problem? And number two is, are you helped by no tax on tips?
Well, look, I think the no tax on tips is new, right? So no doubt it's going to help us. And I think there's still a lot of waiters and servers and bartenders who are still confused on how that works. I think there'll be more clarity as this continues to roll out. I think more importantly for us, since you and I last talked, we've done a lot to invest in our employees and in our managers. We have instituted a 401k for our managers. We've helped with health insurance for both the manager side and the hourly employee base, where we've really beefed up those policies. We also started one thing, which was, I think, has been the most impactful thing that I've seen. And we started a nonprofit fund called the Mi Familia Fund. It's a nonprofit fund that basically gives anybody in the company the ability to apply when they have a hardship. And we go out and we provide support to those who have a need, you know, anywhere from, you know, we have somewhere, you know, somebody's parents have died and they don't have enough money for burials, and they apply and we give them some money. Or, you know, we had a lady who was one of our servers who was ill and wasn't able to work for some time and was going to lose her apartment. And she applied and we were able to help her stay, have a roof under her head and come back to work. You know, we've given out somewhere in the vicinity of about $180,000 this year in employee support for people who need it.
That's really got to help retain and I would guess recruit too.
Yeah, you know, I think for me, when we turned 30 years, that was 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I want to do something to really thank the employees who helped us get to this place. And so we had this big idea of starting this nonprofit fund. And, you know, it's funded through employee payroll deductions. You know, you can contribute a dollar, you can contribute, you know, $100 a paycheck. And then we have a yearly 5K race that is, last year, we topped off at 4,000 runners that raised roughly $75,000 towards a foundation called Mamba Miles.
Tell me, because mentioning the being 30, it reminded me, I thought you'd be bigger than this by now. I mean, it's a very popular, Mi Casina has always been popular around here. Taco Diner and some of the other concepts, I know, maybe not quite as well received, but Mi Casina has been a constant. And you've got, by my count, 23 locations. I would have figured, knowing Washburn and the rest of you, and you and your with your background, you know, you'd have 10 times that by now.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think we have to be prudent when you go out to grow, right? I always have the saying, bigger is not better. Sometimes bigger is just bigger. And I think part of what we're trying to do now is understand how we can scale the brand. If we want to scale the brand, do we want to go outside of the market? You know, we have a lot of success in Dallas and we're an iconic Tex-Mex brand here. We have the Mambo Taxi. You know, we have to spend some time really looking at what does it mean to grow. And, you know, there's a lot of capital investment, a lot of human capital investment. And sometimes those are the things that take you away from being excellent in the market that you started. And you see it with a lot of brands where they lose focus on what they're really good at because they want to grow for the sake of growing.
Well, and it's a fairly crowded field, but boy, you have more than held your own, you know, at least in your backyard.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, Really, our focus over the last 8 years that I've been here has been all around the quality of the food we serve, the quality of the service that we give people, and continuing to evolve the ambiance in the restaurant so that people can come in and have a great experience, all the way from, high quality products that are made from scratch on a daily basis to, getting to know your server and building a relationship with the management team in the neighborhood. And then, these a little bit more polished restaurants than maybe you'd get in our space.
So tell me about Monkey Bar, because this is the one that really intrigues me. This was sort of a little niche you had, if memory serves, in Highland Park Village, but now you've got a standalone over in the Market Center area. Tell me where that came from.
So we you're right. We took the monkey bar that was at Highland Park, or the third floor bar that was up there, and we added an outdoor patio, right? So we spent some money with the center there and built a beautiful patio, and it's turned out to be a major success. So we had the opportunity to look at a view on top of the True Hotel out in the Market Center, which overlooks all of downtown. You can look at the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. You go to the other side, you have 360 view of downtown. And we thought, what a great place to have another bar. So let's go build one. And so we did, and we've had a lot of success. People enjoying Mambo Taxis, enjoying the beautiful Dallas skyline.
So is this something that it was because of the unique location that you did, or is this something you want to roll out? You want more monkey bars?
I think it was the unique location. And look, I think like anything else, we want to be opportunistic. There's other great locations that have beautiful views where people can enjoy the sense of community and maybe enjoying a Mambo Taxi or a nice margarita. Some of our great nachos and those sorts of things. Then let's go out and do it. But I don't. There's not a plan to roll them out. But if things pop up, why not? Let's look at it.
What about fine dining? Mercury has been around for a very long time up in Preston Forest, popular location. It was the haunt of George W. Bush and all sorts of people for a long time. What about that concept? Is that always just going to be a standalone?
I don't know. I think, one of the biggest challenges that I think I'm facing right now is figuring out how to really focus on the multi concepts that we have, right? Mi Casino takes up so much of our time and our energy. I mean, it's the mothership, right? And so I think part of our strategy in 26 is to say, if we do want to build more concepts or grow more restaurants, how do we do that so that we don't take our eye off the ball on the Mi Casino side, right? Because ultimately, we need the mothership to continue to perform the way it performs.
So, what do you think? You thinking more locations around here? What's next?
Yeah, look, certainly I think Chris Ward's food is second to none. I think he's the best chef in Dallas,
Up at
personally.
Mercury. You're talking about Mercury.
And I think we have the ability to build more Mercuries in the area. We have a great sushi concept that I think a lot of people don't know about. From a culinary standpoint, that's always been kind of the cornerstone of the success of M Crowd Restaurant Group. The fact that we have really authentic food made from scratch ingredients that is always served at a very reasonable price. And so I really just need to spend some time thinking about how we grow out some of those brands.
Well, you've got tenure now. If memory serves, I think it was 7 or 8 years ago the first time we spoke. How long have you been there?
This is my 8th year.
Your 8th year. All right, and a big imprint. Yeah, in fact, and the one the location by Klein Warren Park, doing well.
Oh, it's doing excellent. Yeah. We a little bit of a challenge when they started building the new Bank of America tower there, but we're starting to see a little relief from that with traffic and some of the other things that happen. I think once that tower goes up, that location is going to be unstoppable.
Well, you got a lot of people that are going to want to eat lunch too, I would think. Edgar Rivera is the CEO of M Crowd, which is Mi Casino and Mercury and the Monkey Grill. It's good to spend some time with you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot.
Always great catching up.
Thanks. For more of a conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.